We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, I don't like that, you know, people are first of all, people I consider, you know, participants in this show, you know, almost Tobin and Leroy family, like RVA Richie and Dade South saying that I'm just being distracted by Jimmy Butler and I'm a baby. That's not fair, okay? Because Dade South is sitting here saying, like, that commercial to you is just Cocoa Melon. That's all that is. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's a show on Netflix. It basically just, you know, distracts your children of, you know, cartoonish things. It's a little past my era, but I've had nephews and nieces who watch it.
Yeah.
Do you have Cocoa Melon on the reg, Marcos?
Banned. Not allowed at the house.
Why?
It's too addicting, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it is too. There's actually a bunch
There's like a study on it?
That and Peppa Pig, for some reason.
Peppa Pig?
I know. They say that Peppa Pig makes your child disrespectful.
Really?
Apparently Peppa doesn't treat her parents right. So yes, Cocoa Melon is very addictive, completely distracts babies, much like this commercial did to you.
RVA Richie says, just get Tobes a mobile with Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler spinning, making buckets. You know, you guys are jerks. You jerks! You want to know something? I want to tell you guys something right now.
Okay.
Don't come crawling back here with your Heat swagger after Jimmy drops 35 tonight, all right? And we're just teetering on the sixth seed.
Well, don't do it.
Don't do it.
On the sixth seed.
Just let you know right now. Don't come back to me saying, Tobes, you were right. I'm telling you, we're back. If you guys want to doubt me, that's fine. If you want to call me a baby, it's mean. I don't like it. But okay, fine. Whatever makes yourself feel better. If I need to be your Heat clown pincushion that you want to take pot shots at, fine. You can have it that way. But I'm telling you right now, this dude is back. All right. He always knows when it's time to dial it up. And guess what? Right now is not the time to dial it up. Next week is the time to dial it up.
Wait. If I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jimmy not say it was time to dial it up in January?
Yeah, you have a little setback, little foot thing. You know, you gotta know when to unleash the beast. You gotta know.
Hey, so question. If he scores 35 tonight,
yep,
it's not gonna have any relevance into where they are.
It's not true.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You see them as the seventh seed?
Well, we don't know. They gotta play in first. Or maybe they finish the six.
Are they going to finish? They can't finish the six.
They can't finish the six still. They're not out yet.
Everybody else crumbles like they
Not everybody else. It's two games.
No, but I'm saying like.
They win their last two. Okay, here's what they
right?
got. They win their last two.
Here.
It's really not that complex. It's really not. You're making this out to like be some jigsaw puzzle. It's not that hard.
Okay, go.
Win your last two. Orlando loses its last two. And Philly loses the last game. Boom. Up. Not that hard.
Okay.
But even if Philly doesn't, and you set yourself up to have Orlando at home for a play-in, piece of cake.
All right.
Piece of cake. Yeah. Everybody here is being a bunch of worrywarts.
You know why?
Because they're cowards. They've been cowards. They were cowards last year. They were cowards the year before that. And they were the cowards the year before that.
That's not why. Here. I have no doubt that he can win that.
Oh, really? Because it sounds like you have a lot of...
No. Here's what terrifies me in that sport. Okay? You could have a stretch where a team gets hot from three, and that could end your season because you put yourself in that situation. That's what I'm more concerned about. All right? I'm not concerned with what the Heat can do. I'm more concerned with the Heat putting themselves in a situation where a team can get hot, make a bunch of threes, your season's over. And believe me, it can happen. It has happened to every team in the NBA. If it happens at the wrong time, your season's over. That's what bothers me.
But what's your proof of that with Miami? It hasn't.
What do you mean it hasn't?
It hasn't. Like, what are these weird, odd circumstances that you're referring to?
It's the other way with the Heat, that they go 1 for 17 from three.
Not when it matters, dude.
Not when it matters.
Not when it matters.
Has it not mattered the last 2 weeks?
Not really. I mean, like, it would be nice, but it really doesn't matter.
Dude, you can't. You know what? I'd buy your song and dance if any modicum, a slightest little bit of truth were to seep in there and say, oh, the Heat haven't just built a brick house from three and score 80 or 90 points and lose to a team they probably shouldn't have lost to?
Second night of a back-to-back off a double overtime. Banged out. Don't have your starting point guard. You don't have your best three-point shooter in the game. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's something that actually means anything.
And here's the deal. All that could be true. But if you go into the play-in, nobody cares. Okay? And if you have one of those games where you score 85, 90 points, you're going to be watching the playoffs. Leroy,
be honest with yourself right now.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
If the Miami Heat are if they finish seventh, I know you won't pick them against the Celtics because you're a coward. But let's just say they finish seventh. Uh-huh. Are you really nervous about any team in the East?
No, that's not.
Then what are we talking about?
You missed my point.
So your answer is no?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Your answer's no, though.
Here's what you're doing.
But your answer's no?
I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not making an assumption in a one-game sample that you're just going to go in and blow.
Don't avoid the question. Don't avoid the question. Don't be a fraidy cat and avoid the question. You're dodging the question. My question was simple.
They can beat any team in the East. As currently, they can beat any team in the East. I'm not.
Then what are we worried about, baby? What are we worried about, baby?
Do you not listen to me?
You and me are on the same page.
Do you not listen to me?
You and me are on the same page.
Oh, my God.
We did the worry show yesterday.
Do you not listen to me?
I'm listening to you.
Did I say that the Heat could not beat anybody in the East? No. Mm-hmm. I said I'm terrified of a one-game sample when this team could go out and score 90 points.
I think terrified's a strong word.
No, really?
Yeah, I would
say. Have you watched this offensive team lately?
Hear me out. I think terrified.
No, you tell me. Should I not be worried that they could go out and score 85 points and lose to anybody in the NBA?
I'll be going to tell you. Worried is a little strong. Terrified is way too overboard. Keeping an eye on offensive concerns, I think, is an appropriate place to be right now.
When it goes south offensively, it goes south.
It does. It does.
So in a one-game sample, I am terrified that could happen against anybody they play against. It's not a series. See, if it's a series and you have one of those games, you can bounce back. But in a one-game sample in a play-in, that terrifies me, and you know it's true. You know when it's coming.
They're not built for it, though. See, here's the thing.
What are they built for?
It's fresh.
What are they built for?
I'll tell you why.
I thought 2 weeks ago they were built to go on this run and not be in the play-in.
Yeah, but we've already seen them blow runs before. Nothing new.
And if it happens at the wrong time, your season's over.
But if it happens at the right time, you're going to the finals.
Okay. Like, I would just say this, right? There is nothing that I said in this last 5 minutes that's inaccurate.
Same. But I haven't said that it is.
You're being a buffoon to think that it's not possible and it's not part of the reality of what this team has been all year.
Our just concern level's a little too high. We've been acting like the sky is falling,
no,
and quite frankly,
you're Wile E. Coyote.
No, that's not fair, dude. I'm not Wile E. Coyote.
Can I ask you this?
Stop calling me that.
You need to ignore the facts of this season.
I'm not ignoring the facts.
Really?
I'm not ignoring the facts.
Wait, and so what I'm saying and the concern that I have based on how they played is not real?
All I said was terrified is a strong term.
Really?
It's a strong term.
It only takes one third quarter and your season's over.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. Because if worst comes to worst, if we have to go play the Celtics. What do we care about those bums?
You're making assumptions already.
You really think? Let me just give me the odds. Let's do something grown up here because you're lashing out a little bit.
Who are they going to play?
Be a grown up. No. I don't care. Let's make it Philadelphia and Atlanta. Okay. Be
they
a grown up here.
Philadelphia and
let's just say it's Philadelphia and Atlanta. Let's say they play Philadelphia, and I'll say they lose.
Yep.
What are your real fears? Give me the odds that you think the Heat are going to lose two play-in games and their season ends.
35%.
It's Trae Young. It's a little pineapple.
Okay.
The guy, but, you want to talk about babies. I mean, that guy sucks his thumb thinking about what the Miami Heat do to him defensively.
Okay.
Please.
Ridiculous. Okay. I'm just saying that's real. What I'm talking about is real.
It's a little.
What do you think the?
I just think you're being a fearmonger. I think you're being a fearmonger.
I'm not being a fearmonger.
What's the odds that the Heat? Okay, so you're asking me a percentage of what is the percentage of the Miami Heat actually don't make the playoffs? That they are in.
That's exactly what I just asked you.
I just asked you that.
Different thing. You asked me a different
question. Dude, what do you think the point of my question was?
Marcos, did he not ask me a totally different question?
Dude.
You are.
Okay, dude. What are the chances the Miami don't win the. Zero, dude. Zero.
Marcos. He asked me a different question. You're the worst.
I'm telling you something right now. There's no shot that the Heat don't make the playoffs. No shot they don't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay? Okay. Let me tell you something. In fact, if they do, if I'm such a baby, I'll do the show dressed as a Heat baby.
Whoa.
Okay? There's no shot that doesn't happen.
We got action.
Zero. Zero. You want to know why? Because I'm a grown man, all right?
Ooh.
I'm a grown man who believes in my basketball team and Jimmy Butler on a horse, okay?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right?
Okay.
I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man with big balls, belief in my team.
Wow. Big diaper. We're going to need a big diaper.
Just so you know.
They make those Depends for grown-ups
Depends.
Now.
Oh, this is... Damn.
The only thing that depends... It's whether or not we're going to kick the Bucks' ass, the Knicks' ass, the Cavs' ass, or the Celtics' ass. I don't care who it is, but I'll tell you one thing we're not going to be doing next week.
Yeah.
We're not going to be in Cancun. We're not going to be in Cancun. So all you fraidy cats out there who don't want to believe.
Here. It's not a being a fraidy cat, right? It's not that. But. Based on the way this season's gone, you can't say that it's just not a possibility.
It's not. It's not a possibility. Concern. It's not a possibility.
Okay.
It's not a possibility. And
I would say that's your blind leap of faith.
Nope.
That I don't take.
If Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler get kidnapped, then maybe it's a possibility.
Did they get kidnapped when they scored 20?
Dude, it's a regular season game. Grow up.
Okay.
Everyone has stinkers.
You have to understand where I'm coming from with this, because we had this same conversation in December. You said wait till January. Then we had the same conversation in January, and you said wait till they get in the final stretch. And now we're having the same conversation again, and you go wait until the play-in and then the playoffs.
Well, that's really what matters.
Do you understand this?
They had some good runs in February.
So at what point? You know, are we going to stop looking down the train tracks and realize that that's a real train coming?
Depends. Is JFig on the way to work?
Point for Tobin!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.